Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. I thought I'd slow it down this week so you could really relish all those adjectives about yourself instead of just hearing them. Yes, I am magnificent. Yes, I am sexy. Yes, I am loved. Yeah. So let's just kind of live in and relish those moments for a little while. That's what the I Love Me movement is all about. And that's what we are focused on, taking our joy in, feeling our love around the I Love Me movement, which hopefully will ripple out across the entire world. And with a true understanding of what that really is. If you're just joining our show for the first time today, you found a pretty awesome place. This is where we bring in the highest and the clearest and the most exciting of the new thought information. This is where we stop kidding ourselves and start living the life we want because we know it's all about us. I want to invite everybody to join our webinar November 4th. My gosh, that's coming up in a week and a half. Wednesday, November 4th from 7 to 9. Money, Thanksgiving, and Resigive. Now, Resigive is a term that I coined years ago around receiving and giving because most people think one is the cause of the other. And you could look at it that way, but in reality, it happens in the same moment, ergo the one word, resigive. So the channel wants you to understand that money is created through the power of love. Everything is created through the power of love. If you don't love it, you're going to have a lot harder time creating it. So whatever you want to create, you want to bring yourself into alignment, into harmony, into integration, into all of you being on board with the love of it. Money is created through the power of love. You want to give love and you want to receive love. We all do. Ergo, resigive. You are thankful for love. We are all thankful when we receive love and when we feel love for a beloved pet or our child or our parents or some wonderful rainbow or something that's happened in the world. We're thankful for that experience of love. The circle of love equals creation. And in order to live in the circle of love, you must keep your heart open. The fear that is shoved down our throats daily in this world closes our hearts. And we abandon ourselves by closing our hearts and moving out of love. Now, I want to talk about this fear of abandonment, because it's really up in a lot of the private sessions that I'm doing. It's up in my own life. It's up in the lives of people that I love, that I'm working with, and my family, of course, and all of you. By fearing abandonment by others in the world, we abandon ourselves. That's a huge statement, so I want to read it again so you really get it. By fearing abandonment by others or by our world, we abandon ourselves. And then we are literally locked in a circle because one begets the other. We're locked in a circle of abandonment and fear because our fear closes our hearts, doesn't allow our hearts to stay open, closes down the circle of love, and therefore creation is thwarted, and therefore we move into more fear of abandonment by the world and other people. So it's a vicious circle. And it all starts with us. They want to remind you, worry is a sin. And then they took me to the fourth page and they said, we want everybody to understand that worrying is an ailment. And I looked up the word ailment in the dictionary. This will blow your mind. A morbid affection of the body or mind. A morbid affection of the body or the mind. So back to the webinars that we did on the brain and understanding how the brain works, I want to remind you that trauma and a lot of the trauma in our life has created this fear of abandonment. Trauma is locked into our body physically. And so when something happens to our life that we react to, triggered physically in our memory muscles and brain, and that then causes the emotion, which then causes the reaction. So according to the information that came in this morning, worry has literally become a rule in our world that we live by. You must worry. If you're going to survive, you must worry. If you're going to create, you must worry. And I've been tracking me all week. I can see me falling back into that, and then I'll go, no, open your heart, come back, stay in your knowing, and then I'll be pulled back into, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, how am I going to do this, and this. And when I stay out of that, everything just falls into place. Everything's taken care of. The overwhelm goes away because you know what? It keeps you living in the moment and creating in the moment. Worry is never in the moment. It's always based on what if the past repeats itself or what if I don't get it in the future. So it takes you out of the moment of creation, which is right now. So literally, in one of the webinars that we did, the channel came forward and said, worry is a sin. It is a sin against the energy that you are worrying about, whether it's yourself, your body, your money, your health, your children, your parents. Worry is wasted energy that takes you into the toilet bowl. So what do we do instead? We stay conscious. And we bring ourselves back to our hearts. We open our hearts through intention. We go to our love place, which if you're not using that tool, you're hearing, you're studying, you're listening, but you're not applying, which is the challenge for everyone in today's world. By the way, if you want to talk to me, please press 1 now so we can get you in the queue so we know how the lineup goes. Okay, I'm going to be in Reno this week giving a big talk. It's very exciting for me to be with my pal Candy G, who is a great healer and speaker and friend and does great work in the world. So I'm really happy to be with her. And just amazing things happening with the bear, guys. Just it's quite miraculous to watch. People, information, oh, you should go here, or oh, you should go there. Oh, here, contact this person. Many people are contacting me now because They're hearing about it. Just some really exciting things going down, which hopefully will get finalized soon so I can share all the specifics with you. Bupa Bear, B-U-P-P-A, bear.com is where you find it. It'll take you right to the website, or you can go to imdwallace.com and scroll down the middle of the page and click on Bupa, and that will take you to Bupalapaloo and all the information about it. We're getting some, oh my God, people are sending me pictures of their, you know, kids with the bear after they've given them, and videos, and it's just beautiful. You can just see their joy in their eyes. So if you don't know about Bupa, it's a little bear that we created that teaches your child or the child within you to love itself, really, truly claim the love of itself. It's all based on brain science, but to a kid, it's just a joyful, joyful little toy, perfect for a Christmas gift out there. So bupabear.com, and hop on the I Love Me movement. We're on Facebook. Anybody that wants to post pictures or anything, send them to me. I'd love to post them for you with the little guy. Okay, now I thought we were ready to go, but they're saying, no, there's something else about the bear, and I don't have the slightest idea what it is. Sheets. Oh, the song. Well, a lot of you that did the last webinar got to hear the first song that we completed in the studio, but we have written another one. We haven't taken into studio yet, but it's all about Bupalapaloo and this is who I am and this is what I stand for and this is how you say my name. And so, you know, we're marching ahead. I've signed contracts with a guy who wants to take the book to a publisher already because we see a series of books. So I want to share all this with you because, guys, I didn't know anything about how to do this at all. I didn't know I could do it. And now they're showing me Annie Get Your Gun. When I did Annie Get Your Gun, I didn't have a clue that I could carry a big musical like that. Did I do the work? You bet. I worked for 3 or 4 months learning those songs and getting them down. So, you know, I knew them like the back of my hand and my subconscious. I worked. I did the work. But, you know, you have to be in your joy and your love in alignment first. And then go, okay, maybe I don't know how, but I know I'm excited to do this, and here I go, and commit. And then the world starts opening up all kinds of opportunities for you. So that's the way it goes, and that's why I was supposed to go to the second song. You know, just to tell you, don't question whether you can do what you want to do. That's worry. You want to know, you want to feel the excitement, you want to feel the joy, and you want to step out and do it any way you can. Okay, now I can go to the callers. All righty, we're going to start with Patty in Santa Monica. Please press 1 if you want to speak with the channel. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Hi. It's been an interesting week, and, you know, we talked about me going with the flow. I just wanted to get a little bit more clear on that, I mean, because it's not just with the nausea.
Well, Patty, see what the channel had again, and we've discussed this, you're fighting this instead of accepting it.
Okay.
You're trying to fight it, but you can't fix something you're fighting, and we're not supposed to fix things anymore anyway.
Okay.
Okay? We're supposed to create what we want. Now, when I say you're focused on creating health and feeling the love around health, I get a no.
Yeah.
And it has a lot to do with fear. Cancer creates fear. actually, our whole society and world is based on creating fear, because that's how we manipulate each other into doing things. But unfortunately, you see, it's become a rule for us. Well, I have to fear myself. I have to go into fear in order to create what I want. It's wrong, erroneous, incorrect, and ultimately energy that will create the opposite of what you want.
Right. Yes.
Taking action is great, but taking action without being in alignment and harmony with what you want, it ends up being pretty much busy work.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. There's something else. We're going to the sheets. Sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Hang on. Yeah, again, and this, of course, anybody I talk to today is for everybody. So you need to claim that your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. So everybody just take time right now and pull up what is it that you are wanting to create. Like, okay, I'm going to pick, I want thousands and thousands of bears ordered to beautiful children across the entire world who will benefit from, or adults, from loving themselves more. Patty, what do you want to claim?
Perfect health and resolving my second mortgage.
Okay, so perfect health and more than enough money. Because if you have more than enough money, your second mortgage would be resolved, right?
Correct.
Okay. So bunches and bunches of money flow, bunches and bunches of health flow, and you can sum that up by letting the love flow. But when you think of that, you see, it's easy for me to feel love around sending all these bears out. When I start focusing on, oh, my God, how many bears have been ordered, then I start moving out of love into fear. When you focus on, wow, you know, I love doing this, and I love doing that, and I love doing makeup, and I love helping people look fabulous and incredible, and I love walking into my home and knowing that it's all mine, and, you know, but then you go, oh, my God, how am I going to do that? And right now I'm not, how am I going to get well? You see, then that starts taking, can you feel the shift, guys, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Then you can feel the energy shift. Out of love, your heart kind of gets guarded. You can feel the fear come up. I know it's an oxymoron, and it makes no sense to our mental minds, which is why it works. That's the very reason why holding this state of love works. But you got to love yourself enough to let yourself do it.
It's interesting because
I have been
invoking the violet flame, the golden light, you know, the Hara line straight, strong, and through the ID point. But
yeah,
and then
you send me emails about how frightened you are and what's going on and why is this happening and why is that happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I totally feel the shift of what you're talking about.
Okay. So, you know, guys, we just have to be tough, beautiful, happy, joyous love with ourselves. Because we keep thinking we're doing it, and then we revert back to our old stories of, well, why isn't it, or why aren't I, or why is this happening, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody read my e-blast tomorrow. Guys, if you're not getting the emails, you really should. They're free. And they tie stuff together in between the shows that come up. Every single one of them is energy that's happening right now that we get more clarity about. Okay, is there anything else? No. So hopefully, you know, and Patty, I'm doing the same thing. I've been, and this is what the e-blast is about, been asking for more acting jobs, more acting jobs. Well, so then I get an audition, and it was while I was away at the wedding. And you see, when you're not all on board, when you've got you fighting you in some way, that's the way things show up. Oh, well, here's what you want, but now it's going to be really hard for you to complete and get what you want. Oh, no, wait a minute, there's a solution. But I couldn't find the solution till I got out of my, what the heck? Why am I getting this now place? Which is the victim thing again. You got it?
Yeah. So is the little doggy supposed to stay with me?
It's what?
The little dog supposed to stay with me, Captain.
Well, why are you asking me? Does it make you happy?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like much happiness.
No, it's, you know what? It is. I just need to, yes. He makes me happy. He's cute. He's absolutely cute, and he makes me happy. He brings
play. Well, pets are great for healing, I can tell you that. And that little dog found you because the highest thing is he helps you take yourself out of yourself.
And my other dog, too. Yeah.
Yeah. They get you out of focusing just on you and focusing on the love for them. And if you could bring the love for them back into you, then everybody would be better off.
Thank you. What a great way to start the day. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, darling. Much love to you.
Love to you.
And we are going to Mike. Mike, have you gotten
I'm
there?
Here. Yes, actually, I'm making a habit now of always asking a question before your talks, because then everything in your talk is answering that question.
Yeah, good
for
you.
It's sort of interesting.
Yeah, good idea.
I do have a question, though. I am feeling blocked, and I would welcome whatever you have to say about that.
Well, okay, this is interesting. Let's look at this, because as soon as you said that, my pendulum went to no.
Really?
So I think you're switched.
What do you mean when you say switched?
Well, switched means oftentimes when we get an emotional hit or there's fear going on around anything or frustration or anger, we get switched and we test differently. We can't feel our true knowing. So everybody hold up your fist in front of you with your fingers facing toward you. Okay, when I count to three, on three, you're going to pop your fingers open like a big firework and bring your hand towards your face. Got it?
Got it.
One, two, three. Okay, that kind of shocks our system back into, okay, is he switched? All right. So now I get a yes that you're feeling blocked. When I say you are blocked, I get a no. So that tells me that you think you need to be blocked, or you think you should be blocked, or you have a history of being blocked, Mike. But in essence, you're not really blocked. So
that
would
is
you,
fascinating.
Yeah.
That
would
is
you,
fascinating.
Like to accept that you don't ever have to be blocked about anything anymore?
Absolutely. Right now, this minute.
Yeah. Well, that's as easy as it is, guys. Nobody is blocking us around anything but us. And if you get up and you go, I feel blocked, then you go, well, that's pretty silly since I'm in control of that, so I'm choosing not to be blocked. Whatever I need to know, whatever I need to understand, whatever needs to flow in me, I'm letting it rip right now because I'm not blocked. I'm free. I am free-flowing Mike. There's a great claim for you.
I am free-flowing Mike.
And that's what I mean, you see. That's why they said worry has become a rule that we live by. Oh, we've got to live in worry or we're not really living. We've got to live in worry or we're not doing our job around healing. And it's a BS belief anymore, babe. Thank you for bringing that up. That was really clear for everybody.
Yeah. that's really incredible. wow.
Yeah, yeah, wow. That's how we fool ourselves, baby. That's how we sin against ourselves, by not going, yeah, I'm not doing this. I want to be happy, and I want to be free, so I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to believe I can. I'm going to know that I deserve being that way, and I'm getting on with being happy today. Open my heart. Let's go. Thanks for calling in, darling. That was great.
Thanks for your answer.
You bet. All right, and we're going to Emily in California. Hi, darling.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
Well, I am just laid up with a heck of a cold and, you know, throat, head stuff, and I've been in bed for a couple days, and I realized that I was talking to my mom, and she said, you know, I never get sick, and I said, yeah, I never get sick either, and it was the very next day this thing came on.
Uh-huh.
And I've also, you know, right before that, had been saying I spend so little time in worry or stress anymore these days. And then it was actually very easy for me to cancel the trip I had planned this weekend and just go, I'm just going to, you know, rest and take care of myself. And that's what I've been doing. But I've noticed a lot more of that, like, head stuff, worry stuff, while I've been laid up. So I'm just curious how this fits into everything, you know, we've already talked about this morning.
Yeah, I'm curious, too, because I'm getting hit with so much information here. All right, so we're going to why you got it, when you got it. No, it's more about who. Who are you in grief around?
In grief?
Grief. Why are you grieving... Why are you grieving for yourself? Because that's what created the immune system to let this in.
Well, here's the thing that popped into my head. My mom, in that same conversation or something, she made this statement about all those people with money are ruining the world. And, you know, I mean, really, it's just so deep in her. This
yep.
belief. And I
okay,
really...
Okay, well, we're going to explore that because that's what your call's about.
Yeah, and I felt sad when she said that. I felt so sad for her, but maybe also for me having, you know, grown up with that.
Yes, I get a yes on that, and now we're going to a core belief. What that did is it plugged in, it reactivated something that's been dormant in you for a long time. We're going here, here, two. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying.
Mm.
And all those words are the highest and most correct words. So they want to put that together with something that will kind of put all the puzzle together for you. And we're going back to the sheets. Second sheet, third sheet. 1, 5, 5, 10, 10, 15. Well, it's invoking the golden light, the light which consumes the energy. So that's what we're doing. We're invoking the golden light. This is for everybody, stay conscious. We're invoking the golden light around all energy within us that says, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. We're invoking the golden light to carry out all of those places that we're lying to ourselves around still thinking we don't know what we want. What we want is joy, love, health, happiness, money abundance, wonderful relationships, fun. We want that in every area of our lives. And to hold a perspective like people who have a lot of money are ruining the world keeps us from claiming what we want. because we can't claim money abundance and fun and joy and freedom if we can't allow ourselves to claim money. See, this is all bringing in information for the webinar. So let me talk to you for a minute about money now, Emily. What's going on with money? Well, what I'm getting is you're creating just enough, but not particularly more than enough. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten some help with credit that's allowed me to invest in some things for growing myself and my business. But in terms of, like, actual money flow coming in, the cash money coming in, it's not happening.
Well, it's not happening because you needed to get hit with this belief that you were carrying somewhere deep down inside of you that your mother taught you.
Yeah.
In other words, this is a genetic belief.
Uh-huh.
People with a lot of money ruin the world. They do bad things. They're not good people. They don't know how to handle it. They use the rest of us. Whatever it is.
All of it, yep.
You know, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I heard those beliefs all my life. I saw them modeled all my life. And it takes really conscious living to go, you know, I wish all of you guys would watch the I Am Money, the 2-hour on-camera webinar that we've got at IMD Wallace. It's so on the nose about money. And they had me put a big pile of money in the floor at the beginning of it and say, okay, well, I want you to watch all the bad stuff this money does for the next 2 hours. Watch it now. You see, your money doesn't have any consciousness at all. You're the consciousness that guides it. That's why some people with money do really out of alignment with love things. Bill Gates, on the other hand, has more money than anybody, and he's doing incredibly good work in this world with his money. It's not the money. It's you.
Yeah.
And the more you can feel into the love of what you're going to do with it, the more successful you become in creating it. And that's, you know, you kind of went into grief because you know you've got to give that up, baby. Anything to having to do with, you know, congestion or lungs or, you know, snot is grief. Let me put it that way. Snot is grief. And don't buy into this thing that, oh, my God, it's going around. Everybody's got this, you know. I remember being surprised as heck the other day because somebody said that to me, and I went, I don't know anybody that's sick. And I'm certainly have no intention of getting sick because I love myself into wellness. Okay?
Yeah. So the grief about letting go of that old belief or lie?
Well, it's the grief of, oh, my God, she still believes that. Oh, my God, I have that in me. Oh, my God, I've got to let that go. That's a bonding place with your mom. You understand? We bond over those things. Let's go have a beer and talk about how bad things are. That's what we do. So I say to my daughter all the time, take all my great attributes and all of my anger and all of those beliefs and all my fears, throw them away, Gabby. They're not yours. Throw them away. Don't want to pass them on. You will not serve me and my work if you don't move past me in living love in this world.
Mm.
Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Hold on a minute because, I think this is a new caller. Reuben from Baton Rouge.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. I was wondering if you saw or what you saw in my life right now. I don't know if I should ask specifics or how that works for you.
Yeah, I do. You need to, I mean, the channel is more accurate for you, and if it's not the right question, the channel will tell you, believe me.
Okay, so specifically, I have discovered some things about myself that are like you and other people like us, and I'm kind of curious because they are so strong, and they have been pronounced.
How? In what way?
Well, I seem to be able to talk to spirits and see auras and psychic energy. And
everybody, characters. Once they open up and create that intention, do you understand? This is not a woo-woo thing. Ask
it's
and
not.
You receive.
Yeah.
Okay? So if this is what you really want to do, the highest guidance that they're giving me for you right now is make sure that you hold the intention of receiving the highest understanding of the information that you are channeling.
That's correct. That's very, very true. I've gone through some changes regarding it, and I think I know what it is, but I, you know, as far as forging a path for me or career-wise, obviously I'm going through some changes with work, and specifically what avenue should, or is there any message of the avenue I should be taking for that?
Well, and I know this to be true because I lived it. The path will be delivered to you, but you haven't dedicated yourself to it yet. You haven't chosen. You haven't decided. You haven't said, I am a channel.
I am understanding it right now. It's been pronounced since my near-death experience. Everything just opened wide up, and it's a huge learning curve, right?
Well, you know, it's not so much about learning. It's about trust, Ruben.
Ah.
Being a channel is about sheer trust, because really, you don't have to learn much about anything. If you open yourself and your heart to the higher information is hanging out right above all of us, waiting to be invited in and understood and shared.
That's absolutely
because
right.
Because I can tell you, you can listen to any of my webinars, and you'll hear all the time, oh, my God, oh, my God. Even on these shows, oh, my God, I had no idea. You know, when they had me look up today, ailment, a morbid affection of the body or mind, and that's what worry is. You can't put stuff like that together from your mental mind, honey.
No.
It's put together for you from a place of all information, which is what God is.
Yes, so, I agree. Totally.
The other thing that I would tell all people who are developing their channeling abilities is do not be afraid to be godlike. Because when you are truly God, which we all are, there is no ego involved anyway. But your mental mind will go, oh, keep yourself small, keep yourself small. You can't say you're God. That's your ego keeping yourself from your own power.
Now, I've heard a lot of different rumors about things, or people that I kind of confide in and say, this happened. I don't understand it. And so on top of the career changes or my life evolving out has, people are like, you don't need to tell anybody that because...
Okay, you see, that's fear.
Yeah.
That's fear,
I agree. I totally
and
agree.
And any time you go into fear, you're going the wrong way, baby. You ain't going to ever open your channel up through fear. Not ever. And you will never get the highest information through fear.
They do say that because this has happened to me, I will be excluded from having a meaningful relationship.
Oh, bull. That's just BS.
I know, right? Wow.
You know, you keep tuning into this show and listening to some of the archives. You are your own creator. The best thing I can tell you is stop listening to everybody else and only surround yourself with empowering people that know
Thank
the
you.
Truth. You're attracting
Excellent.
People that are mirroring back your own fears to you.
Is that the lesson in all this?
Serve you.
Is that the lesson
honey.
In all? Yeah.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Ruben, for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Well, boy, for anybody that's working on opening your channel, that was truly amazing right there. Stephanie in Ohio. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I don't know if you remember me or not. I've talked to you many times in person.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do. You know who I am. Uh-oh. No.
Well, I know you're Stephanie from Ohio. So what can we do for you today?
Well, ma'am, I don't know if I'm calling off of topic, but I just wanted to, Joan and I just wanted to wish you, you know, blessed holidays, congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you.
We're, the website, you can order the Bears now, right?
Yes, you can order the Bears, yeah. We're mailing Bears out every day, so if you want to get them for Christmas,
Joan,
now's the time.
Yes, that's what, here's Joan just asked me, and I said, yes, because there's three we want to get in mind. And also, I've got a question. Are any of your books available on audio books by chance?
Yes, Conscious Creation is available on audio.
Conscious Creation is?
Yeah.
Is that the only one?
That's the only one that's on audio right now, but thank you for putting that little idea in my head because I would love...
Oh, you don't have anything else you need to do. No, not at all.
Hey, I just keep a list of my creating things. These are my buddies that I love to see at the sci-fi shows that just make my day and make me smile, and we share a lot of love around the table. It's great to have you call in. I'm so happy to have you call in, baby.
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, leaving you messages, and Joan's like, don't be a stalker. It's like, I'm not trying to be a stalker. Just trying to get them a message out there, find out about the Bears. We think it's wonderful, and we also want to thank you. Yes, your books have helped us, but I need more help because my eyes, I don't care what type of glasses I get, they're just getting worse and worse. I got a problem in one eye, and then I got another one in the other, and I've got...
Okay, well, what is it that you don't want to see, baby?
What is it I don't want to see? That's
About love. What do you not want to see about love? It's not about Joan.
No. I want to be able... I love to read. I've always loved to read, but my eyesight... I've got a signal in one eye, and I've got a problem in my other eye.
See, this work is what is energetically behind creating the physical.
Okay?
So let's sheets, but give me a song, any song that comes into your little bean brain.
Any song. Oh, geez, and I just went blank because I always have songs running through my head. That's fine.
Well, get out of the way. The channel will give it to you.
Something by George Harrison.
Something
in the way that she moves. Isn't that the way it's... Isn't that
okay. Okay, yeah. Something in the way she moves. Hold on. Well, now we are... Hold on. This is the highest place we're going. What do you not want to see about Joan?
Probably her ever dying. That's probably the one thing I never want to see.
Yep.
Am I right?
Yep. That's where we're going. And so the best way not to see something is to create problems with our eyes. That's exactly, you hit it right on the thing. So
that would be the only thing I could think.
You want to accept that you have that fear. Quit burying it down. Quit looking away from it.
Okay.
Face it straight on and go, yeah, I have that fear. My daughter and I talk about that all the time. And I try to get her actually ready for that because we have such a bond. And I said, look, honey, like I just did a private with somebody and they were using their mommy's death as a way to really stop living their own life. And I wrote her an email. And I said, I'll come back from the other side and smack you upside the head if you ever do that. You got to move on, and you got to be joyous, and you got to spread the work that I've done. And that's, you know. And so we talk about it, and we share it. And, you know, we know that we'll always be connected. I can feel my mommy. Whenever I call her in, she's here.
Yeah.
So
this is go ahead.
Look at it straight on and tell your eyes, literally, I'm looking at this now, I'm seeing this now, I'm dealing with this now, and I want you to heal and see clearly. And you should see an improvement in your eyes. That is not to say you shouldn't follow your medical advice. I'm not a doctor. This is an energetic reading of energy that's behind it. Do you understand, Stephanie?
Yes. Oh, yes, okay. I understand.
So we're invoking the violet flame and the golden light around all this. Anything else? Okay, baby, thanks for calling in. So good to hear from you. My love to Joan.
I love to you, dear, and much continued success for you.
Thank you. Hope to see you this year at a show. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, sometime we'll track you down.
Yeah, I know, you always do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So sweet. Leah in Tucson. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm so happy to be with you and have found, well, I've known you since ET, but
yeah.
to know that you're doing this work, which is so much more valuable. It's similar work.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's a true statement. I'm just going to stop there for a minute because I think this is for all of you. And I accept the beautiful compliment that you meant, Leah. But I want you all to know that you heal by who you are. You heal by the energy of who you are. Every time you take love out into the world, every time you smile at that waitress or go the extra mile for someone who's elderly that needs a little bit more love, or you smile at a baby and send them love at the food court where you're a healer. Do you understand? You're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
Accept that beautiful opportunity of who you are to take it out into the world. Because I can tell you, ET is still healing more people than a lot of doctors can do in their lifetime.
Yes, I was just, as I said that, I just also received that if it was, you needed to go through that so that you could make a bigger impact in the world because you were known from that, you were then able to take your healing work out in a bigger way.
Yes, that's true. And actually, that led me to the healing work. But the movie itself transcends any barrier of love when people watch it. There is an incredible truth that is in that movie that changes people's lives.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Thank you. Mine too. So what can I do for you, beautiful person?
Thank you. I do work similar to you, channel and healing the blocks. But when it comes to receiving my guidance and being aligned and manifesting, I seem to have trust and being let down. It's one of the beliefs that I cleared and dealt with.
Yes, but you haven't replaced it. So let's get clear. She's bringing in a really important lesson here. First of all, you can't get rid of energy, Leah. You can't clear away energy.
Right, change it.
You take energy and you recreate it. Like, everybody think of a piece of Play-Doh. If you make something and you don't like it, you just squish it up and make something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most of us are going, this is what I don't want, so I'm going to balance everything and I'm going to clear it. But then we don't replace it with the vibrations of love and the clear statement of what we want. When it comes to money, you have not done that. So tell me exactly what you want financially.
Well, I had received guidance that I was going to be receiving millions of dollars and moving to California, and I was on a specific time, and I was in that energy. I was creating it, being it, feeling it, loving it. It didn't happen, and then I felt like everything I was creating around it, it felt like everything collapsed, and I go, well, now what do I do? And it's like every time I start following my guidance and manifesting, I don't trust it anymore. It's like, am I receiving it correctly?
Well, where did you get this guidance from? Because guidance doesn't usually say you're going to come into $1 million. That's not usually how guidance works. So where did you get that guidance from?
From a few guides from God, Metatron, my other guide, Rohan.
Okay.
As I have committed to being a channel of God. And
yeah, but you also have a belief that God isn't about money.
Right. But and I cleared through that this is not, that the money is to create a greater way of getting, making a difference in the world.
Okay. I want to just go to, there's two things the channel wants you to know, because there's confusion. There's confusion, and this is great because, again, this is all about the webinar that's coming up with Money, Thanksgiving, and Resigive. So we're going to a core belief, first of all, this page here. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but energy isn't the right. Okay, I got it. I don't think I have enough money to do this. So in other words, there is a subconscious patterning there, which is saying I have to have the money before I can do God's work in the world. And you had to go through this so that you would realize having the money and doing God's work is not connected at all. You can have money by doing God's work, because God's work is all about love. But you don't need money to do God's work. And you have to get really clear that that doesn't have to be in place, that the money can come and you're open to receiving the money, but you don't need the money before you start doing the work. So let's balance that. We invoke the symbol of the flame, the golden light. Okay, there's a second thing. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song.
Imagination.
Okay. Well, this is perfect. Imagining, okay, the imagining of what you want to create, the living in the experience, the harmony, the love, being in alignment with your imagination will create things faster than anything else, including money.
Well, and I was doing that.
Well, I get that you absolutely believe you have been, but in reality you haven't been, because in your own words, when the money didn't come, that stopped you and you fell out of trust. Well, that's not God's presence to be in, sweetheart.
I fell out of trust in what I was receiving.
But you are the giver and the receiver. Do you understand?
So
you're
I don't
it.
Trust myself.
So you fell out of trust with yourself. But if you're God, and you are, and you fell out of trust with yourself, then who's going to create for you? Because you don't trust the God that you are anymore.
Right.
So.
Because it's happened over and over.
Well, if it's a pattern, then you know there's a subconscious belief that is running the show. Guys, look, this is the way it works. And I've got to wrap this up really quickly. I'm sorry, but I'm supposed to be off now.
Okay.
If your life is not showing up around what you want or what you claim, then you better look and start getting in touch with your subconscious beliefs and patterns and perceptions, because there is something within you that is thwarting your own creation. And
well,
call in next week so we can continue this. I'm past time that I'm supposed to sign off right now. Much love to you.
Okay.
All right, darling. I hate to do that with people. Until we meet again, everybody, you know the drill. Love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. And if you need help with that, get Bupalopaloo, because that's what he was made for. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.